guys, how are you? This is Jumi, founder and creator of Glam Naturally. Oh, I hope you're doing awesome today. How are you? Oh, it is so good to have you this morning or this afternoon, whatever time you are listening to me today. It's such a pleasure to come speaking to you. I get so excited when I get the opportunity to do this. So today we're going to be talking about, you know, I know if you've been following me on Instagram, I know I talk about this all the time, but if you've been following me on Instagram, you know that my page tends to encourage, right? Because I was in a very down season, especially in the year 2021, that I had to intentionally produce content that was encouraging, because I was not just only encouraging people that might be going through similar circumstances as I was, but I was actually encouraging myself. And I really feel like this is why a lot of people go into depression, because they just feel like they feel so helpless, like no help at all can come to them when they were going through it. So this episode is really dear to my heart, because I just feel like that's a calling upon my life to just encourage people around me. So today we're going to be talking about encouragement. So I'll play the introduction very quickly and I will be back. So make sure you hang around, okay? I'll see you in a bit. Hi guys, how are you? And welcome to my new season. Yay! This is Jumi. I am Glam Naturally because I am Glam with Grace. Welcome to my podcast. Welcome again to Glam with Grace podcast, and I hope all is well with you and your family. I hope all is well with your mental health, your spiritual health, and your physical health. And I just wanted to, you know, drop just a little advice that make sure, you know, it's the beginning of the year, make sure you are checking on you. I mean, your body is the temple of the Most High God, and we have to take care of it. And one of the most important ways of taking care of our body is doing our annual physical. This is something that I do not play or joke with. Yeah, I do practice what I preach, because, you know, I really value myself and I value my body. So I am very intentional about that. So it's the beginning of the year. You still have time. Make sure you go to your doctors and just do a blood work. And if you're a woman like me, do your OBGYN one as well. Make sure your body is well, okay? Because it's important for your physical health to be okay. The spiritual health is the most important one. It controls it all, but they have to all be balanced, right? You can't just be praying for God to heal you or for God to do stuff and you're not put in the work, okay? And that also comes to working out. I'm very intentional about the things that I eat. For those that are going to be watching on YouTube, you can see what I'm drinking right now is my smoothie, which is my breakfast, right? I'm also very, very intentional about when I, you know, my health. So I work out, you know, once or twice a week. I post this as well to let you guys see how consistent I am, and I'm holding myself accountable, okay? I don't need anybody. Well, my husband is always my accountability partner, but I'm also very accountable to myself. So yeah, I don't take that for granted, and I expect you not to take that for granted as well, because I want to have you here longer, right? Your family needs you. The world needs you. So yeah, definitely take care of your body. So today, the topic of what I'm going to be talking about is just be encouraged in the season, and prayer still works. And God is still in the business of performing miracles. I know I'm saying that, and sometimes I feel like, especially when we're Christians and we're going through it and we're praying about certain things and we don't see our miracles right away, we really feel like God is not answering our prayers. But a lot of times the things that we're asking, Lord, really think about it. Are you asking amiss, which means, are you asking according to the will of the Lord? Are you just being selfish? Your prayer, is it a selfish prayer? Or are you really praying the prayers that would actually help God and, you know, bring your prayer into reality. But let's just talk about encouragement, okay? It is so easy to be discouraged, and discouragement leads to depression. And a lot of time, depression leads into like all the bad things, which is a lot of people end up committing suicide because they're just so depressed and feel so lonely in their situation. So in this season, I want you to be very encouraged and to know that whatever it is that you are going through, honestly, especially for those that have given their life to Christ and you have a relationship with God, and you understand what I mean when I say that, right? A deeper relationship with our master, with our maker, with our creator. Having a relationship with him, meaning, you know, you are constantly studying the word of God, because it's really hard to build a relationship with Christ if you're not reading the word of God. It just doesn't work. It doesn't work together. You can't tell me that you're a Christian and you're walking the Christian faith. And I'm not here to judge anyone, okay? I am working on me too, amen. You know, that we are working the Christian faith and we're not practicing Christianity. practicing Christianity by studying the word and actually having a relationship, talking to our maker, talking to God, be intentional about prayer. You know, that's one thing that I don't personally joke with, because honestly, without prayer, without my relationship with Christ, I would not be where I am today. And I'm saying this publicly again, that my relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ is what's brought me thus far in my marriage, in my business, in even being a parent, in being Jumi, period. That it's just the relationship that I've intentionally developed with Christ. I was born in the faith, you know. I would say half of my life, I was living the faith of my parent. I wasn't really in that relationship space with Christ. I was born into it, and it just became like, you know, natural. Oh, okay, we're Christians, we go to church, we do good things. I stick to the goodness. I was always the good kid. I didn't go clubbing. You know, I love fashion. No one could take that away from me, and no one can still take it away. God, that's how God created me, okay? All right, it's all part of the package. But that was one thing, I just was so good. I kept telling myself, as long as I'm good, it's enough to get me to heaven, right? But not really. Or as long as my mom and dad has the faith for me, is enough to get me to heaven. No, you have to, it's a personal relationship. You have to walk the walk. And for those that are going through a down season, because I've been there, and that's why I can talk about this, right? Last year was a very, very low moment for me in so many ways, in so many things. Like, I could have easily been depressed. I think I was almost depressed, but because of the Spirit of God that lives inside of me, it was very hard for the spirit of depression to live in me, if that makes sense. And that was why I spent the whole season of last year just having a deeper relationship with God. And that was what saw me through, because I told myself, okay, at the end of the day, I know that God is still in the business of performing miracles, and there's some things that I want him to do for me, especially with my you know, in my business and in my personal life. And if I'm not seeing the miracle, it doesn't mean that he's not listening. I had to get there spiritually to know that, look, he's listening, but there is just a time and season for everything. And sometimes the things that you are going through, it's not really meant to break you. It's meant to make you so much stronger that you come out of it and you go, oh wow, that was the reason why I had to go through that situation. Oh, now that makes sense, right? And they say what doesn't kill you make you stronger, but as a child of God, the things that you're going through is meant to make you even more stronger. And now you can take that situation, like I'm doing now, and use it to encourage somebody else that is going through that season. Because I'm not going to tell you that things are going to be rosy every single day of your life. No, you're going to go through challenges. You're going to go through disappointment. Oh my God, let's talk about disappointment. Last year was my year of disappointment, like another level. Like, I know people have disappointed me and I've just brushed it off, but God really had to take me through that year, 2021. I was disappointed. I was so hurt by people. I was so hurt. I thought I've gone through hurt. I went through another kind of level of hurt. Oh, that I'm like, God, why would you let this happen? And God kept reminding me that this is growing pains. You're going through this because you are growing. It's shaping your personality. It's making you stronger in the way you see life, because life is, it's not going to always, you know, be rosy, like I just said. It's shaping you. It's becoming the person that you are meant and destined to be. So don't ever think that that season you're going through is like a permanent season. And I think that's why a lot of people that commit suicide because they think there is no hope in, like, the next day is not even hopeful, period. That whatever they're going through is so permanent that they can't see any way out of it. It is so impossible for you to be in the same state for a very long time. I don't know how to say it. I posted a video about seasons and how our backyard, I could look at it right now. We have like four huge trees, and every seasons they look different. Like right now, there's absolutely no leaves, not nothing on it. There is absolutely nothing on the trees. And then after I think a month from now, it's going to start blooming. The trees are going to be so beautiful. You have leaves on it and it's just gorgeous, right? And it starts covering, because now we can see our other neighbors, like three of our neighbors in the other street. I can see their backyard. I can see their pool. I can see everything. But as soon as that season comes where there's so much leaves on the trees, I can't see my neighbors anymore. I can't see their property. I can't see anything because the leaves has covered it. And that's the same way God has different seasons you're going to go through. And there's some seasons where your shame will be covered. I don't know who I'm speaking to. Your shame is covered in that season. The amount of things I went through, nobody will probably know that you have been through this, Jimmy. I don't talk about a lot of my personal life, no. But the things that I go through, like if I start telling you what I've been through, you go, wow, you went through that? And you still add the courage to come and encourage others. When you're going through it, that's the best time for you to come and start speaking to yourself. David in the Bible encouraged himself. Why did the Bible, why was that there? David, oh my God. I think David is like one of the kings that went through so many kind of problems. From his kids killing each other. Jonathan, one of his daughters was raped by one of his sons. It was just so crazy. It was so messy. And it was the man after God's own heart. His life was just so messy, right? And the Bible said he encouraged himself. How can you encourage yourself when you're going through depression or you've just had a very, very bad news? It takes the Spirit of God. It's not easy. Honestly, it is not easy at all. It is not easy at all. And I'm going to be honest with you, period. It is not easy to encourage yourself when you are going through it. It takes somebody that I've been through situations, of course, but somebody that literally you get to that level where nothing else matters apart from God. So when you are going through it, you just go, oh, God got this covered. I'm just going to leave it to him. When your character is so built that you become an encourager to others, right? Even when you're going through it, there's nothing the enemy can throw at you. I don't know how to explain this. There's nothing it can bring to you that you cannot overcome. I'll say that again. Like when you're going through it, yeah, you will go through it. There is nothing the enemy can throw at you that you cannot overcome because God is building you. It's building your personality. It's building your spirit man, okay? Because you do have a spirit man. It's building your spirit man. It's building you. It's building everything about you. Because he knows that, situations are going to keep coming at you, especially when you're a child of God. And he needs you to be strong mentally. It needs you to be very strong that no matter what the enemy throws at me, I am staying strong and I'm standing in faith because I know my God is with me. Because I know my God is with me. Like I speak to my father, I speak to daddy, like is literally right there. And he speaks to me, especially through my dreams. Like I will see things happen before they happen. I dream prophetically. That's why I don't just watch anything on TV because especially at night, I tell my husband all the time, I can't watch anything that is going to compromise my dream because that's how God speaks to me. God speaks to us in so many ways, especially when we're going through it. Oh my goodness. I can't tell you how many times that I will be doing something and God will be downloading things into me. Like I'll be hearing God speak to me and I'm like, okay, thank you, Father, because I know your presence is with me and that I'm going through this. I'm not going through this alone. The fact that you're backing me up, I know I'm going to be okay. And I want to extend that same grace to you right now. I don't know who's listening to me that needs to hear this. That season that you're going through, oh, it is temporary. Something great is coming out of it. Please have hope and stay positive. I'm going to say that again. Stay positive because the enemy can mess with your mind. And that's one thing in my home. My kids know that I don't entertain any negative word. I intentionally, consume positivity in my life and in my children's life. They know that as well. Like I don't want to hear negative thoughts in my house. It has to be always positive. I want to be surrounded by positivity. Surround yourself, especially when you're going through it. Surround yourself with positivity. Find, if it's a woman of God or man of God that encourages you, listen to them again and again. One thing that gets me through my down season or my lowest season is worship. Oh, there's something, I don't know, worship does something. Worship music, CC Winers especially, I just love that woman. Worship music does something to me. It does something to my entire being. It does something to me. Like, instead of worrying, worship. And that's my motto. Jimmy instead of worrying, worship. So I intentionally surround myself with gospel music and worship music, the things that will keep connecting me to my Father. You know, the Word of God. Like I told our women's group in church recently that I actually played the Bible to sleep. So the Bible app, you can play the Bible app. And I played the Bible app to sleep. Oh my goodness. I wish I knew about this years ago. I mean, I already dream and I have dreamed, but now it's like my dreams are so vivid. Like I'm seeing, it's just something about making sure my spirit man, before I go to bed, is connecting to God. I don't know how else to explain this. If you are going through that season, try playing the Bible app to sleep. I mean, just play, I read and then I do the rest of it in my dreams. Like I'm reading, my spirit man, I want my spirit man to be listening to the Word of God while I sleep. It is such an amazing eye-opener for me. Like I would just go to bed and I'll be having all kind of visions. And I'm like, oh my God, baby, I saw this again. This is going to happen. And I'm already seeing it before they happen. You know, so having a relationship God, is so personal. Wherever you want to be is where God is going to meet you. Like, be intentional about it. And that's, honestly, that's the only thing that's going to get you through that tough season. And prayer, oh my God, can I start with, like, a lot of battles has been won on my knees. I say this, yes, a lot of the battles, spiritual, physical parts, battles that I go through has been won on my knees. Just connecting and talking to my daddy. And it just has a way of comforting you in your lowest season. Last year was a year of disappointment. I was hurt by the people I never thought would hurt me. You know, I was hurt back to back. I'm like, what is going on? Like, okay, all right. But the Holy Spirit kept telling me, don't let it change your perspective about people. Don't let it, you know, because I'm very given. That's one of my love language. Don't let it change your perspective about people. Don't let it make you to stop giving as well to people because of what you've gone through. So the Holy Spirit had to take me through that. And I'm so glad that I had to go through that because it's helped me shape me in so many ways that I cannot explain. So I want to encourage you in this season. Please stay encouraged. Honestly, what you're going through is very temporal. And if you have a real relationship with the Lord, you understand what I'm talking about. That when you go down on your knees, it does something to you. When you worship, it does something to you. When you spend time with God, it does something to you. When you read the word of the Lord, it does something to you. So I hope in this season, we can strive more to just, you know, bettering our relationship with God and walk in the walk of faith. Walk in the walk of faith and putting your faith into action. And there is a reason why I took a pause there. Because it's very easy for us to say we have faith, right? But we're actually not putting our faith into action. And our faith will be tested. Oh my goodness. Even Jesus' faith was tested after he was baptized by John the Baptist. And the Spirit of the Lord took him to the wilderness. The enemy came and tempted him. His faith was tested. Your faith will be tested. When he was about to die for our sins, he told the Lord, please, you know, take this cup. I know it's heavy. Ooh, I'm about to die. I mean, who knows that they're about to die and don't start thinking, you know, it's mentally, it's just hard. It's hard, period. And it says, let your will be done. Let us learn from him. He prayed in the will of God. Let your will be done. It's not my will to die, Father, but let your will be done. So let that be our motto, you know, instead of worrying, worship. And let the will of the Lord be done concerning that situation you're going through. It's going to get better. I know it will. I have so much faith that whatever situation it is that is drowning you right now is not going to kill you. Whatever situation that is drowning you, you are going to come out. And you're going to come out stronger. You're going to come out more hopeful. God will send angels to help you. You know, you will not feel lonely. God will send people to help you. And I hope that you can believe this because, oh, this God we serve, that I serve, he's so real. Oh, he's so real. And a relationship with him is the only thing that can save you. I know that I was actually going to talk a little bit. I was going to be more personal and share some personal stories, but I'm going to do that in my next podcast. But thank you so much for listening today. I hope you will be encouraged. I know I always need encouragement. This podcast is encouraging me, and just keep going and staying consistent as part of the goal. So please stay encouraged, and don't forget you can follow me on Instagram at JumiGrow. It's the same everywhere, actually. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. and YouTube. All Jumi Grow. We are growing. Remember I said that? We are growing physically, spiritually, mentally, financially. We are growing. This is the year of growth, okay? And you're growing with me. And I love you so much. And you know that. If you have taken the time to listen to this, God bless you. I pray that the Spirit will help you get through this tough season. Thank you so much for listening and have a blessed day. God bless you. Bye-bye.